We're here at the relaunch of the RNIB Products and Advice Centre in Belfast, and I'm joined by RNIB Director for Northern Ireland, Robert Shillady. So thanks for joining me, Robert. Really busy day.
Hey, look, absolute pleasure. Look, I'm delighted. We wanted to put some focus today on, number one, that we have a Products and Advice Centre here in Belfast, because we realised that when we do external events, we get overrun, but people don't say to us, I'm not aware you have a store in Belfast. Second, the change in the name, similar in Scotland, the Products Advice Centre, reflecting that when you come to this space, it's not just about watches, it's not just about playing cards or bumper stickers, it's also about connecting with wider RNIB services. And that's why today, the many people who are now coming through the doors are getting the opportunity to talk to our employment team, our community colleagues, children and families, ECLO. We also, as you know, have Anna with us today, our chair, and I think it's great for her to have the opportunity to talk to so many of our service users.
So it sounds like we've been missing a trick here a little bit. It's all about highlighting the service that we have available.
I think that's it. I think that is absolutely it. And it's become apparent to us, particularly in the tech fairs that we've run over the last couple of years. I know something similar is done in Scotland. That when we do that and we create that opportunity for people to talk to us directly, to talk to them directly, to listen very, very carefully, that we're almost knocked down in the rush. I don't think you can beat that. Number one, in terms of connecting people with services, but also the feedback we get. I mean, I've already been talking to a number of people today who have been telling me that, look, we know RNIB is going through a period of change, et cetera, but the services you supply to us are so important and we need you to keep doing it.
It's very hard to get face-to-face time. So that is a brilliant service that you're offering.
And I think what's also important is that in Northern Ireland, it's a small community. So we have 1.9 million people here. We have about 56,500 people living with sight loss. It's a small community. We have no real excuse, number one, not to be offering that sort of service. Secondly, as a colleague of mine said, you are the local society. So if we don't do, for example, the community peer support work, there's no one else to do it. The iCare support pathway, which we've invested so heavily in across the organisation, would fail here if we weren't doing things like this. So slightly, it's a bit like, you know, Northern Ireland slightly different, Scotland slightly different again, Wales and England. I think what we need to do is respect and understand the ecosystem, the sort of interoperability and the importance of how everything joins together, and continue, very importantly, to listen to what people have to say to us on days like today.
Definitely. And in terms of the products themselves, what can people find in the shop?
Oh, it goes from high end to low end. So the aforementioned talking watches, bumper stickers, liquid level indicators. But the wonderful thing about our products and advice store are the people who run it. So many times I've heard Louise say to someone, that product's very good, but the one I use at home is this product. And it could be anything from a talking microwave that she's talking to people about, right through to something very basic. But because we've got people in store, including our volunteer Mel also, who have that lived experience, who use the products themselves, I think that's the important thing. We've got people who not only can connect people with a product, but can also explain how it's used.
And those people's skills are hard to find, so you should be really grateful you've got such good staff.
They're so important. We have Louise, who's long experience in the work that she's doing. We have Mel, who comes in as a volunteer, who's, and again, this is important, Mel works as a volunteer for us because of those services I have just been talked about. That's why she's here. That's why she's putting stuff back in. So yeah, we're very lucky to have those sorts of skills, that sort of lived experience, the enthusiasm, the levels of knowledge and experience.
Well, listen, wish you lots of luck with the relaunch. Robert Shillady, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.